This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Confetti at the Cornish Cafe by Philippa Ashley, read by Emma Spurgeon-Hussey.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
My heart is, and always will be, yours. Jane Austen, Sense and Sensibility. Prologue. Kilhallan Park, Cornwall, late February. Good morning, and I reach out my hand to turn off the radio alarm, and I hit something else. Not the cold metal of the radio, but warm skin, hairy skin. And I know it's not my dog, Mitch, because the skin next to me has smooth, firm muscle beneath it. Human, not canine. Are you awake, Demi? At the sound of his voice, I open my eyes, and Cal's face comes into focus in the dim light of this late February morning. Propped up on one elbow, he smiles down at me as I slowly surface from a deep sleep in our bed. Yes, our bed. Mine and Cal's. It's been over 8 weeks since I moved into the main farmhouse with him. But I still have to pinch myself when I think of all that's happened since I first arrived at Kilhallan Park last Easter.